Okay. No, it's really sunny out there this morning. I was thinking maybe we'd all go out for Sunday school and get a suntan. What do you think? Sit out in the sun?
Think frostbite.
Don't you think we ought to go out and get a suntan?
No.
Well, have you seen people try to get a suntan by like taking a piece of aluminum and holding it up again like this and reflecting the sun and trying to get light? Well, there's a story in the Bible that kind of reminded me of that, so I'm trying to recreate it here this morning. Lindsay's going to help me. Lindsay, what I want you to do is take this flashlight and hold it about right there where I am, okay? So if I'm trying to reflect light, I've got to find my... Okay. Lindsay's got the flashlight, and I got the mirror, okay? Now, if I hold this just right, see how the light was on me? Now, the light's on Earl, and it's on Sarah, and it's on Lindsay. Is that cool? Yeah. You know, those science experiments come in great. Okay. Now, we'll stop that for a minute. We'll do it again. The story in the Bible, though, tells us that God is reflecting love. We've heard everybody say Jesus is the light of the world, right? We all heard that. Jesus is the light of the world. Jesus is my flashlight this morning. Jesus tells us in John, I'm going to read this to you, there was a man sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning the light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. So if I have a flashlight on me and I have a mirror, let me show you. We're going to do this again, okay? Ready? Okay, here's my mirror. Now, I've got it flashing over here onto Earl. And if I take something and I put it between it, no longer reflects onto Earl. If I turn away, no longer reflects onto Earl. Jesus is like that. If Jesus is our light, and we take something and put it between him and us, we no longer reflect God's light. But God lives a little bit in each of us. His light is in our life. And as long as we don't turn away from that light, as long as we don't put something between us and God, we can reflect God's light onto every person in this room, every person that we meet every day. We can reflect a little bit of God's light into their life. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, you are the light of the world, and you are the light in our life. And Lord, we know so many that need to have that light in their life. We ask that the light that you shine on us, you allow us the mirrors to shine back onto those people. Lord, go through each of this holy season with us, and each day remind us that the reason for this is the birth of your Son, Jesus, and help us to shine that light into the world. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.